ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Father, thank you. We approach your word with meekness in our hearts this morning. And Lord God Almighty, we receive this engrafted word, O God Almighty, that is able to save us. Thank you for life in your word. We receive that life this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for comprehension in our hearts. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so, you know, when we come to church, there's, particularly on Sundays, there's a format, as we see it. There's praise and worship, 9 to 9:25. So many of us even come in at like 9:30, 9:45 to 10:00, we're strolling, because we already know how it's going to be. Amen? But I want to challenge you this morning that you begin to think of coming to church in a different and a new dimension. Hallelujah. We don't get much when we come to church because we approach His presence casually. We just think it's something that we do. We have to do on a Sunday. If you don't go to church on Sunday morning, somebody will be saying, what's wrong with you? Why are you at home? And so many of us come because of that. But that is not it. It has become a ritual. Because we don't understand the power that is when we gather. Yes, the presence of God lives inside of you. But when we come together as a body, there is another type of presence. And we don't understand that. So we just come to church. Like a desiccally, casually. Shebi is church. It's pastor you. No force. But I want you to have a change of mindset. Can you tweak that mindset a little bit this morning? When you are coming to meet with God. You are not coming to meet with man. You are not coming to meet with Pastor Yo. Pastor Yo is not going to reprimand you for coming late. No. It's an appointment with God. It's not with any man. And until we begin to see it as that, we're not likely to get much. That's why we come in and we leave the same way we came. Nothing has happened. Hallelujah. And it said in Proverbs 24, I'm going to read that. 24, can you give it to me in KJV? Proverbs 24 and verse 14, I think. And that's not my message, but that's a preamble to it. Proverbs 24:14. I didn't say 17. It says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you found it, if you have found it, there is a prospect. KJV, old KJV. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. There has to be an expectation before there's a manifestation. There's no manifestation because there's no expectation. So you come into the presence of God not expecting to get anything. So you leave without getting anything. Hallelujah. There has to be an expectation. You cannot afford to come into God's presence casually, not having any expectation. We must always have expectations. Hallelujah. And before you come to church, please pray. I know we just come. No, we just come. It's church. We just get up and come. No. Please pray before you come to church. Ask God to meet you at the point of your need. When you're coming, just tell God, Father, this is what I want to get from today's service. The anointing is here, but there's no pull on the anointing. So you won't see anything. There's no pull on it. Nobody is asking. Nobody is demanding anything. So God is just sitting and looking at us all. We're just, you know, okay to just come in and go out. Hallelujah. We must have a change of mindset. Luke 5:17 says, on a certain day when Jesus was preaching and teaching, the power of God was present to heal. At every gathering when there is a teaching of the word, there is always power to heal. But then it's not everybody that knows. But the power is always present to heal. Praise the Lord. So again, I say, let us have a change. Let's tweak that our mindset a bit. Yes, we have been going to church. Before we were born, safe, there has been church. After you die, there will still be church. But determine in your mind that you will not come into God's presence and live the same way. Praise God. Okay, so now to my message this morning. We're still talking new creation realities. And I think two weeks ago. Anyway, we have talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17 where it says, can you display that for me as well in the KJV? 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does 16 say? There's a 16. Yes, I like this. When we were in school, people used to quote this and feel happy. It says, wherefore, henceforth. Can you imagine? Wherefore, henceforth. Know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It says, know we no man after the flesh. We don't know any man after the flesh. We don't, yes, when we got born again, I did not change from being whatever I am to something else. So know we no man after the flesh. Know we no man after the flesh. If any man be in Christ, he is new. It is not refurbished. It is not amended. I remember there was something used to call in my mother's days, they used to call as amended. Grandma, you know it as amended. Maybe certificate or something. Say as amended. No. It's not as amended. It is completely new. Hallelujah. So once you are in Christ, you are new. You are new. All things are become new. Perfectly new. So I'm going to be talking this morning about the kingdom of God and how it works. Because for most of us, including myself, because Jesus is new, but I have not changed physically. And for a lot of us, it takes us a while to even... You're saying, okay, I'm born again, so what next? So someone like me, I got born again in my room by myself. And I remember when I got back to school and I was in the university, I told them that I'd gotten born again. I can't forget a friend there. She just laughed, you know? And that was it, you know, and this is me that got, nobody, it's not as if somebody, yes, my father was in full gospel and all of that. So I had, how do you call it now? Exposure. Thank you so much. I have had exposure, but I got born again in my room. So I go out and there's nothing. In fact, I am being laughed at safe because I said, I am born again. And they just started laughing. I said, ah. So I reverted to status quo for a couple of years because there was no understanding. There was no knowledge. Hallelujah. There is no, this is how this thing works. Praise God. So this morning, I'm talking about the kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom, how it works. How it works. It's very key that we know how this thing works. Because even now, quite a number of us are struggling. We're saying, yes, I'm born again. And this is, you know, I know you have had me, I have been born again for, I don't even know now. What's that? I'm not good at, I don't count, I don't do date, and I got born again in the late 80s. So, but this is me after, I said, there has to be more to this thing than this. It cannot just be that I am going to church, I am coming back home, and all of that. Praise the Lord. There is a working to this thing. Praise the Lord. So we're going to explore that this morning. We're just going to explore that briefly. When we got born again, there was a transition, there was a change. Colossians 1:13. Can you display it for me? You can go back to your NKJV. Colossians 1:13. When we got born again, there was a change. There was a movement from something into something else. He says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The word here that I want us to see, no, just stay on 13, no, is the kingdom. So in effect, it means that we were in a particular kingdom before, and then we were delivered from that kingdom. In fact, it says here that we were conveyed. That shows movement. There was a movement. We were conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So now we are in the kingdom of the Son of his love. We are in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. How many of us are in the kingdom of God? We are in the kingdom of God. We are in the kingdom. So there is a kingdom. So when you got born again, you moved, you changed kingdoms. From the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. So we belong to a kingdom. But so for so many of us, we don't understand that kingdom thing. You say, well, yes, I got born again. Because we really don't talk about the kingdom. Mark 1:14. Because from the days of John the Baptist, they had been preaching kingdom. In fact, I think what John the Baptist preached mostly was, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom is here. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is here. We are in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And what is a kingdom? Of course, since there's a kingdom, there has to be a king. And God is the king. Hallelujah. God is the king. So there is a kingdom and there's a domain. So why many of us, again, does not resonate, is because you can't see this kingdom. It's not a physical kingdom. It's a spiritual one, which is why the Jews could not understand what Jesus was talking about. They were expecting a physical kingdom, a physical takeover. They were suffering. So they wanted somebody to come and deliver them from the tyranny of the Roman Empire. So they could not understand when he began to say, no, we want a kingdom that has armies that will overthrow Rome and everything that he represented. So this kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. And that is the one that makes us, you know, we readily can't see it. Praise the Lord. We readily can't see it. It's a spiritual kingdom. You know, and every kingdom has its own way of life. You know, this brings to mind, when you travel, when you are going outside of Nigeria, you know, in Nigeria, they say that Yoruba says something like, Ogbole, Ogbole. Anything goes. Anything goes. If you are doing right, they will abuse you for doing right. But once you leave the shores of this nation, the people that were doing rubbish at Muritala International Airport, once they get to Heathrow, there's change. And you're thinking, And they understand now that in this place, no nonsense. You do nonsense, they carry you. Hallelujah. That territory is governed by strict laws. They understand. Even the person that doesn't have sense, once you go to that, no. Who born you? They will carry you straight away. Do you understand? There's no begging. I remember a story. It's excess luggage. You get, you know, here, you give them money. They pocket it, they allow you to go. Over there, they don't know anybody. There's no begging. Your load is too much. Remove it. Simple. So every kingdom, every territory has its own laws. Has laws. Has its own way of life. Has principles. There is a lifestyle. There's a mode of operation. And that I find is that when we become born again, we do not take time to understand. We do not sit down to say, okay, they say I'm born again. How does this operate? What happens here that does not happen where I am coming from? Because you're coming from somewhere. Nobody was born from the womb and born again. No. What happens in this place that I am in now? What is the modus operandi? What gives here? What do I have to do here? What would I have to drop from where I am coming from? Praise the Lord. It is our responsibility to find out how this new kingdom that we have been brought into works. How does it work? How does it work? How does it work? This kingdom operates on the word of God being a seed. Luke 8 verse 11. Luke 8 verse 11. And this was talking about the parable of the sower. Another time, I'm sure I'll be able to take us through that parable. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. That's how this kingdom operates. The seed is the word of God. In fact, that is the, would I say, the encapsulation of, you know, of this kingdom. The seed is the word of God. That is how this kingdom, and it is interesting to note also that Jesus talked a lot about this kingdom. He had many parables. And we're going to be looking at one of them today in us examining how this kingdom works. Mark 4. Mark 4 from verse 26. Mark 4 from verse 26, I read. It says, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed shall sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. The entire earth operates on the seed principle. Genesis 8:22. After the flood had receded and Noah had given the offering, 8:22, God told Noah, he says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer and day and night shall not cease. And you know, in that time, it was what they call the agrarian, I don't know how to pronounce it, culture, because it was all about planting. It was farming majorly. Praise the Lord. It was farming majorly. So this one made sense. There's seed, there's time and harvest. That is how the earth operates. And you know, when we're doing stuff, I say this often, people think it's just about seed. Everything in life is seed and harvest. You sow good, you reap good. You sow bad, you reap bad. Amen? So when you are duping that person, know that somebody will come and dupe you. And you will get it in harvest. Because you know, when you sow seed, you sow one. When it is coming forth, it doesn't come forth. It comes forth. It's a harvest. So what you don't want to get, don't sow it. Hallelujah. What you don't plan on getting, don't sow it. Don't give it. Praise the Lord. So the entire earth operates on the seed principle. And so Jesus had to use that to also teach on how this kingdom works. Praise God. The word of God is the way God has ordained for our lives to change in this kingdom. You want a change of life? It is just by the word. There's nothing else. There's no, you know, there's, because I'm going to talk about that. We want sharp. I don't know how to, we want sharp. You know, you just do like that and it comes. No, God is not a magician. Praise God. So there is seed, there's time, and there's harvest. Seed, you put in the ground. Time passes over it before an harvest comes. Hallelujah. So nothing is, you know, like that. Indomie. I don't know. How many minutes is Indomie safe? I don't even know. Five. Two. Some people say two. You want to eat it raw. Some people say five. We want Indomie. We want microwave. You put it in, it's out now. And the result is there. But that's not how the kingdom of God operates. Inherent in the word is power. inherent in this word is power. But if you don't sow it, you can't get any result. If you don't sow this word, the word, don't forget the word, the seed is the word. You don't sow it, you don't plant it. You can't put corn seed on the shelf in your house. And then after 90 days, you go back and say, give me corn. Does it work that way? It has to be planted. And most of us do not have that. We are not patient enough to even plant the seed. We're not patient enough to plant the seed. We want change. Change without any effort. Without anything. You just sit. As in like you sleep. Yes, we say it now. Joseph was a prisoner. And then he became a prime minister. Now so he be. Do you know how many years he spent between leaving his father's house and being a prime minister? You do know that it was a process. It was a work that God was doing on him. We just say Joseph slept as a prisoner, woke up as a prime minister. Don't let anybody deceive you. It doesn't work that way. It's not like that too. Joseph was a, no, there was a process. The fullness of time. Somewhere in Psalms, he talks about how the word of God tried him. There is time. Hallelujah. So, you need to plant the seed. The seed has to be planted first of all. Nothing happens in this kingdom of God until the seed is planted in our hearts. And that is why you cannot play with this book. Please let me pick up all my something. You cannot play with this thing. This thing. Eh? I don't know. Don't let me just. But this one, this book, this Holy Bible, like this, it doesn't have any power. You know, when we're growing up, I don't know whether people still do it. When they have a new baby, they go and open it to Psalm something and put under. It's a lie. It does not do anything. It doesn't do anything. You think that the devil knows the scripture more than you do. You don't know that. Oh, you don't understand that. That the devil understands the scripture more than you do. Okay. So you have a new baby or you want to go and sleep. You just open this and put it under. Does not do anything. Until it leaves the pages of the book and takes residence in your heart. It's not working. Hallelujah. It is not working. So, you need to plant the word in your heart. The word is the most powerful seed God has given us. It is the most powerful seed. For everything under the, you know, the wisest man says there's nothing new under the sun. It's very true. There is nothing at all new under the sun. So there is no situation that you have that you will not find a word for in the scripture. But it is not enough to find that word. That word has to be planted. Praise the Lord. Second Peter 1:4. You know, we say a lot of things that we say, and I say it. If you read from verse 1, but I'm going to verse 4, I don't have that much time. It says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. So there is a lot of promises. God has given us lots and lots and loads and loads of promises. But they will remain promises until you walk with them. They will remain just like that. Promises. That through this you may be partakers of the divine nature. Can you imagine? I thought I already had divine nature. Don't I already have divine nature? But see what he's saying. He says that through these promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. That means that divine nature, there's still something to be done with it. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, that you may be partakers of the divine nature. So, you have promises. They are plenty. Over plenty is worrying the divine promises, safe. Like we say. Say something about something is worrying something. There is a lot of it. Praise the Lord. But we will not get these promises to bear until we take them and walk with them. Nothing can happen to you without a seed being planted. So I was talking of the new creature, of us being new creatures. So what God expects is that when you become a new creature like that, you begin to take this word. You take the word and you begin to plant it in your heart.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,